Good morning and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, Maui, Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lee Howard, and today I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Maria Cassandra Gardner, and she is a gifted healer, also a spiritual teacher and a seminar leader. She's going to be talking to us today about light weaving into the fifth dimension, a seminar that she's doing, and many other aspects of working with energies, healing, consciousness. So welcome, Maria. Tell us a little bit about what you do and how you came to be doing it.
Yes, the work that I'm doing is assisting individuals to heal the various aspects that they have brought in with them and also have experienced in this lifetime. As these healings occur, they can fully embrace love in every aspect of their life and to be living their highest potential. And so I got into this work. I've basically been into it my whole life, and as a child I was very religious and studied many religions as I grew in into my adulthood, embracing many different forms of religions, traveling all over the world, and even got a degree in world religions. And for the last 15 years I've been working with metaphysical teachings, which really work with the essence of what religions have and our spirituality. And so it's not about a religion, but it is about our true spirituality and making these connections that assist us to live our highest potential.
You do 6 different sessions, is that right?
Yes, Leah, I sure do. There are 6 different sessions, and each of them work with healing the various aspects of ourselves, forgiveness, matrix, light body, emotional body healing, soul integration, are several of the aspects of the sessions that I do. And there's an assessment taken before an individual comes in, and we determine which session is best for them.
And so once you determine which session is best for them, basically what you're going to be doing is, instead of just taking the philosophy, you're putting it into practice. You're helping them to get the teachings into their body.
Absolutely. It brings all high spiritual teachings into a very bottom line. This is what it needs for us to heal. This is what is about forgiveness. It's about being able to bring these energies forward to facilitate a true and everlasting healing of all the aspects of ourselves and be able to experience love freely, energy, just freely.
So if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Maria Cassandra Gardner, who's a metaphysical healer, very gifted healer and teacher and seminar leader. Now you have a seminar that's coming up.
It is called Light Weaving into the Fifth Dimension. It's an 8-week intensive, and we will be working with each aspect of ourselves, which include our higher self, soul, our mental body, emotional body, spirit body, and physical body. And each of these aspects have a voice, have a perspective, and sometimes there are energies held within these aspects that are needing to be healed.
Well, I have to laugh because I have this one friend who told me that he's absolutely sure there's at least 6 different people living inside me, and you just named them, so thank you very much. Now they have a name. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Right, so as we go life and we get in touch with these different voices and how to integrate them into the wholeness of our being, how do we move forth? You're saying that basically they're going to end up feeling more love for themselves. Is that, would that be the result of that?
Absolutely, and freer to participate in life more fully without holding on to past resentments, past angers. We have the opportunity to bring these energies forward, to forgive them where they were created, and then to forgive ourselves and forgive others, and then as we embrace these energetics, we bring them to love. Mm. That's the true meaning of being able to transmute the energies rather than transcend them.
So can you give us an example of someone who came to you and they were at a crossroads in their life and they were ready to transmute rather than just transcend?
Yes, I'd be happy to, and there are several examples. And I'll speak about one of a woman that came, and she was having a challenge drawing in relationships that work for her. She was pulling in relationships with men that were emotional abusive, on occasionally physical abusive, but they just left her feeling unworthy and rejected very often, and just not finding the love that she wanted to experience in relationships. So we went back into a particular time frame, and we found that there were energies from a past relationship that had held in her mental body, and that had prevented her, and there were vows in there as well, that she would never experience love again. Mm-hmm. And so each lifetime thereafter, she didn't do that. She did not experience love in the way that she could have. And so in the healing of these aspects, she was able to then feel more whole within herself and begin pulling in relationships that matched her love.
So as she resonated with a more loving vibration, she attracted more loving situations.
Absolutely. It's all about healing ourselves.
Mm, that's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about this family of light that you work with.
Yes, Leah. The family of light is the angelic realm, ascended masters, spirit bodies who reside in the heaven, all of creation, all of us who have chosen to be a part of the light team.
So there you have a team. I have a team I work with also, so mm-hmm. I really appreciate how effective having that different perspective can be. They're mm-hmm. they're not stuck in this three-dimensional reality, so they can really see things from a whole different way. Mm-hmm. And I can tell by looking at you, the softness in your eyes, that you have learned about love from them. Is that mm-hmm. so?
Yes, and I've learned about healing the aspects of myself to embrace love even more.
How has your own life changed as a result of the work you're doing?
I would say that it's a complete shift, a letting go of an old way of looking at things that wasn't a bad way, it was a good way. However, it expanded into such a bigger perspective for me to embrace myself in wholeness that I'm not the same person I was even a year ago, even 6 months ago. And so through that kind of diving into the divine rooter within myself, I'm able to then be present with people in their situations even more fully than I ever have been.
And present in a very loving way, I can tell.
Yes.
Yes. So you were talking earlier about these six different aspects of ourself. Now, can you just explain a little bit more about how those work together and when they're not working together, what happens?
Yes, as I mentioned, there's the higher self, soul, mental body, emotional body, spirit body, and physical body. And this is what makes up us. We all have that, every one of us. And the mental and the emotional body, as well as the soul, have been with us since our beginning. And they have a long memory as to our experiences. And so when we go into heal, we're looking at bringing the situations forward that have been held in this lifetime. It doesn't always have to be other time frames, but very often it began somewhere else. And so we look at bringing that energy forward for these traumas to be healed within the various bodies, and for them to be communicating with one another freely. Within ourselves, they have six different aspects, and very often they have different perspectives about things and need to be heard. They're very often not heard, and they have a lot to say. And so this is what we do in the workshop, and it's very hands-on, practical group work, experiential journeys, and practical techniques to take home with you to work with in your everyday life.
So the work that you're doing with people, I'm just curious, so some of it is talking, is some of it breath work, is some of it visualization? What are the tools?
Often a person is either they're always laying down, but either on a massage table or just on a bed in my healing room. And I'm working with their bodies as we have their aspects, so those bodies have an opportunity to participate in that healing journey, and say a forgiveness session, which is probably the most popular of the sessions, and I find that that comes up very often for people because they're going through so very many changes right now as the world is changing very quickly. And so in that, we would connect together, bringing in their guides and my guides and all of the angelic kingdom to work with us in this. And we're like in a Christ consciousness grid, you might say. So we're in this space where they are able to go deeper in that than they would on their own. And we can bring forward in their vision a particular time frame. And I find that my guides, often Yeshua or Archangel Metatron, will bring that through for them and give them a reflection of what's hanging up the works there and what is there to be healed.
Well, I'm delighted to know of your services so that when I'm doing readings for people, if they need a referral, for a place to go deeper to really, if issues are brought up and they need a place to go deeper. Also, for any of you out there that work with people, perhaps in a counseling situation, and there's certain parameters around that you can only go this far and not that far, and you certainly can't touch the body if you're a therapist, that you would be a wonderful, wonderful resource to help people to move to their next level and really go deep. So talk to us a little bit more about the difference between transmutation and transcendence. You touched on it briefly. And how would that reflect in a person's life if they've transmuted or transcended something?
Well, the goal of every session and of all the work and the workshops is to really transmute the energies, which is a full and complete release of an energetic, whereas transcendence has the ability to rise above a situation. It changes the channel in our mind, but doesn't really address the situation that has caused us to transcend. And so it's still there, waiting to be healed.
So would you say that transcendence is more of the mind and the transmutation is more of the emotional body clearing it out?
Yes. And doing it in a way that when we bring the energies forward and can facilitate a forgiveness of ourselves or of others and really have those energies, allow them to come forward very quickly, they can be released. And so when we, most of the spiritual teachings talk about transcendence, we just rise above it and don't think about our problems or think about why we created our problems. And so they're just waiting to be addressed. We've had a few moments of a shift of a consciousness, but what we do here is go to the core issues to assist them to be healed in a way that they can truly be healed.
Now, what kind of follow-up is entailed with a session? Because usually, you know, oftentimes in healing sessions, people open really wide and way up, and sometimes they tap into things that they didn't know were there, and then they're kind of left vulnerable afterwards. So what is the follow-up?
Thank you for mentioning that. In every session, as we go in to work with the energies to be healed, there is a radiant healing light that comes through from the heart of the mother. And it goes through every aspect, through all of the chakras, through every part of their body, through everything that has been brought forward to be healed. So when they leave, they are beaming with light. They are beaming with love. They're not in the soup, so to speak. It's not necessarily saying that there wouldn't be energetics to come up to be embraced after a session. However, we give you the tools with which to do that.
So they'll actually leave a private session or this, of course, 8-week intensive with tools that they can use to clear and uplift themselves.
Very practical tools as well.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear, because that's why I teach channeling classes as well. So people can learn to get their own information and move forward and be their own, you know, guru, G-U-R-U. So thank you so much. So Maria, tell us a little bit about this intensive and the planetary shifts that are happening right now.
In the intensive, we work with really understanding the dimensions of what's happening here, this whole planetary shift, and with experiential journeys into, in particular, the fourth and fifth dimension, as the third we know about, and the fourth is very misunderstood dimension, and the fifth is what we have the potential to experience more fully. And so we really understand what is happening in these dimensions and how what is required of us to be able to fully experience that in this physical body, in this life, in what's happening in the here and now. And there are some things that we need to do for that to fully be experienced within our beingness, as there may be aspects to heal.
So my understanding is all the dimensions are available to us at all times. It's what aspect of ourself we're tuning into.
They are available to us. Yes, this is true. And human consciousness participates through 1 through 7th. 3rd through 7th is human consciousness. And all of the dimensions, 1st through 7th, participate in consciousness. But we as humans can experience other dimensions. However, for us to fully be participating with that, it's important that we have been able to to transmute the energies that we have had from previous experiences that might be holding us back, you might say. And so that is our key requirement, to be able to fully embrace a fifth dimensional experience. And there are overtones within each dimension, and these could be looked at steps or frequencies. As they move, there is a state of consciousness that brings in a higher state of consciousness with each step, you might say, that we move along with in that dimension. And so it is very valuable to understand the whole picture. What is happening here in the intensive, we go into explaining the history of creation, how we got to be where we are, and exactly what it's all about, and what our purpose is, what is required of us as human beings, and where we have the potential to experience as a shift in consciousness. So you could say a leap in consciousness, but it doesn't mean that we're going anywhere. We're opening up ourselves and healing the various aspects within ourselves to allow us to experience right now, in this moment, these higher states of consciousness, which is all about love.
So tell us, first I want to give out the phone number here. It's 242-7800. If you have a question for Maria Cassandra Gardner, a question about the show, any information that's coming out, a question about her sessions, a question about something that's going on in your life, please call in 242-7800. This is your show. And so tell us a little bit more. You were talking about the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions. Can you explain just briefly what that is?
Well, the third dimension is where we are now. That's the first step of human consciousness. The second is the plant kingdom, and the first is water, minerals, and gases. And so the third dimension is the first step of human consciousness. That's where we begin. And there are 12 steps within that. And as we move along those steps, we are able to experience a more expanded way of looking at things that embrace more love. And so as the fourth dimension is the astral. And that is the most least understood of all the dimensions. It is the home where spirit bodies reside once they have passed out of their embodiment, yet have not quite decided to return to the heavens. And there are those beings who were created in the darkness that have never known light or love. And those are the beings that reside there. And it is also contains a void. The fourth dimension is a dimensional perspective of the void. And the fifth dimension is what we would have our first experience of being able to move into the heavenly realms, or to fully experience it. The heavens are all around us. It's not that we don't have the heavens that we can access now, but a real experience of it moves more into the fifth dimension as we move in. That it's like a dimensional perspective of the first opening of the heavenly realms.
So in terms of human nature, it seems like people generally like to stay pretty safe, and these other dimensions that you're talking about are more of the unknown. What would invite a person to want to explore the fourth dimension, which sounded a little scary? Would that be the motivation to get to the fifth dimension?
Well, we do kind of go through the fourth when we're coming to the fifth, but we won't be spending a lot of time there. But we do go into the purpose of it all is to embrace all aspects of consciousness with love. That's the purpose. And so we can see energies that are unloving, as well as energies that are loving, as one, not seeing a difference between them, not judging anything as separate from ourselves. And so as we are able to see these energies of unlove and love within us as one, as not separate, then we are able to fully embrace love fully. And so there are aspects within the astral that are very misunderstood, but we're not about judging. We're about bringing the energies as best we can into the light, into the love, and assisting those beings who are ready to go into the heavens. So in the workshop, we do experiential journeys, and there were many of the participants in the workshop that as we journeyed into the fourth dimension, there were ancestors, mothers and fathers, and people that they loved that were still in the astral, and we assisted them, many of them, to move right into the heavens. And it was a glorious day. And so everything is about loving, not about judging that is not love, but about being able to embrace these things within ourselves that we would consider unloving.
So then when a person expands their consciousness to that fifth dimension, they're operating from more of a perspective of love.
Absolutely. We will have healed and been able to transmute our limitations, our fear, our unworthiness, our anger, resentment, our unforgiveness. And so as we are able to hold in these higher frequencies of consciousness, and in the beginning of a dimensional experience, we would be bringing light into our beingness, into our expanding our body by bringing all of these energies into love. And so we would be working with this in an expansion, like an integration of these illumined aspects that we have experienced before. It's not a new experience, but it has been so very long that it feels brand new.
Now, I imagine that as a person comes into deeper and deeper levels and vibrations of love within themselves, that their life reflects these changes, and they might make some changes in their life in terms of their career or relationships or in terms of how they take care of themselves. Do you want to talk a little bit about what changes you've seen?
Yes, what I've noticed, and with several beings that were just, I'll just speak about our last intensive. It was a 6-week intensive and it ended in October. And we are now expanding it because people got so much out of it. And so what I noticed with some of the people that their things that weren't working for them in their lives started to fall away. And new, more expansive work, relationships just came into their realm. And so they would find that things were just leaving, were falling away, and new things were coming in to them. And there was a leap of faith, but they were willing to really embrace the things that came up and work with them honestly, face to face. And so we did this in group setting and individual settings. I did private sessions with people and in between. And so we were all a very cohesive group and grew in love for one another and support for one another as well. And so that's why we have decided to do it in an 8-week intensive and also go into more advanced work of working with consciousness that is within ourselves. Fear, for one thing, unworthiness, survival. These aspects of consciousness have a voice, believe it or not. And as we're able to heal and work with this, we're able to expand our life to experience more love and freedom and an attunement with ourselves that maybe we haven't experienced for a very, very long time.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the 6 different types of sessions and how those apply to people and what the benefits are, what the mm-hmm. focus is.
Mm-hmm. The I'll just name the sessions that are available there. The is emotional body alignment, the awareness and balance integration, and there is the forgiveness session, soul integration, light body acceleration, and matrix healing. And forgiveness is one that is so popular that we find that when I do an assessment with people at the beginning, there are energies to be forgiven. for themselves and for other people. Say, for example, a person has been abused as a child in this lifetime. I'm just giving an example. Mm-hmm. Say their father abused them. And there's a lot of wounded energy around that. And so we go into that particular situation to facilitate a healing, a forgiveness, a healing of themselves. And that forgiveness may be multifaceted in regards to how that interacts with them in their everyday life. Another session that is...
Well, can I just interrupt for just a minute? So in terms of how that interacts with them in their everyday life, so if they do a session on healing some childhood wounding, what might they expect would be different, the way that they...
Well, you could say that when the healing is experienced with an individual and the beings that are have participated in that as well, and it's a forgiveness all the way around, forgiving themselves, asking forgiveness, and forgiving the beings who have participated in that, they find that they're not as reactive to mm-hmm. situations. It's like the Velcro is removed. So they're not as when a situation would come that would stimulate them, it would like hold in like a Velcro, and that Velcro would be pulling at them and causing more and more energies to come up. And so as these various aspects in all of the sessions are healed, there's not as much of a reaction.
So for example, my dad died when I was 6, so I have this abandonment issue. So then that would get triggered in connection with other people, sort of unconsciously or subconsciously. So as I dealt with that more,
right,
I'd be able to consciously watch myself.
You consciously make other choices, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't pull in. Say, for example, I'm not saying of you personally, but say an example of someone that has had a parent that has died very young, mm-hmm. and they felt abandoned by them. They didn't get to say goodbye. They didn't get to have a completion with them, and they completely missed them and felt separate and didn't feel the love from the other parent that they did from that particular parent that passed. And so in that being able to communicate with that parent and for there to be a resolution, a completion, a healing, a forgiveness, that emotional body usually is where that is held in, then that individual can then feel more love for themselves that maybe that they didn't get as a child. So that can be, it's never too late to love. Mm. And so that emotional body then can feel that healing within their selves that they didn't receive as a child. And they may be attracting in their adulthood, they could possibly attract in relationships that they would feel abandoned from because that energy was mirroring it and bringing it up to be healed. And right. So when there's a healing, they don't need to attract it in anymore. They can have other beings who match their love.
And I imagine that part of that process is getting in touch with their own innate love within them.
Absolutely.
That doesn't come or go based on anybody outside.
Absolutely. It's really about our own personal healing. We facilitate the healing of others and the healing of the other beings that we need to forgive for situations and forgiving ourselves. But the bottom line is healing ourselves, bringing all of our aspects into wholeness. This is what true unity and oneness is about, is that we can have all the parts of ourselves unified as one, together on the same page, working together.
And part of coming to a place of unity is healing those sort of shadowy parts of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Yes. Thank you, Leah. And it is true that to be able to fully experience love in every aspect of our lives, it is important that we do heal the past traumas, to be able to forgive them, to release any vows that may be held in that we carry from one lifetime to another that will limit us in many different ways, in our work, in our loving relationships, in our family life. They carry over these traumas and these aspects to be healed. And so we do facilitate in all of the sessions, in the intensive, the workshop, to bring a format forward to assist you to heal these various aspects, to unify yourself.
So we may be self-sabotaging ourselves without even knowing it, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That there's these unconscious programs that are going. So someone who's perhaps working on their career, wanting to be successful, I know we had a caller call in a couple times saying, you know, she wanted to know about her career and moving ahead and was having difficulty or trouble with that. That could perhaps be from a deeper cause.
Yes, very, very much so. And we could give an example of the mental body. Would be the one that is the CEO of the bodies. It is the doer. It is the one that gets things done. So when we're going out to look for a job, and there is some healing to be done within the mental body, then that aspect would be very beneficial to facilitate working with the mental body, because when the mental body and all of your aspects are healed, and on the same page, you might say, you can be living your highest potential with your work, having it flow, having money flowing in to you. And usually it's the mental body that where we go to first for those type things that deal with our everyday life.
So which session, if they were going to work on healing the mental body, which session would be appropriate for them out of the six that you offer?
We would say that the emotional body alignment could be one of bringing in the mental and the emotional body, because they are the, you could say, the package of energetics that we carry with them the train of burdens is carried within the emotional and the mental body. So we would work with that and to integrate these aspects. And there are several sessions that would work with all of them. But there would be some dialogue with being able to work with our bodies to understand how we can work with them every day throughout, I mean, minute 24/7. We've got ourselves 24/7.
So we would become conscious and aware of which of those six different states of awareness we're coming from.
Yes.
And would you, for those people that just tuned in, please, would you list them again rather slowly?
Absolutely. Okay. There is the higher self, the soul, the mental body, the emotional body, the spirit body, and the physical body. Those are our six different aspects of ourselves. We all have them.
Now, how is the soul and the spirit body different?
The spirit body is given for anew for each incarnation. So we receive a new spirit body for every incarnation, as we do a physical body. The soul is a very illumined aspect of ourselves. It also is the holder of the divine blueprint, as well as our higher self. And the soul holds all of the package of energetics that are held within all of the bodies since the beginning of our first embodiment. And that is held within the soul. To heal the aspects that are held within the soul, we go into the bodies of where they were.
But now, you were separating out higher self and soul as two different aspects.
They're two different aspects.
Can you explain that also?
The higher self is the most illumined aspect. You could say our closest connectedness to Source. It does not take on energetics. So it has nothing to clear. It has nothing to heal in the higher self. It is the holder of the divine blueprint, as well as the soul is the holder of the divine blueprint. And it is the most illumined aspect of ourself. So when we, and our closest connection to Source, as I mentioned. And so when we call upon our higher self to connect through us and give us guidance, it is always the highest perspective. We have no doubt about that. And the more that we heal the energies within our various aspects, the more our higher self is with us 24/7. It's always with us, but having that connection that we so long for.
And I imagine they carry a feeling of well-being and peacefulness.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. It only knows love, the higher self. It only knows love.
So that's a wonderful state to exist in and to want to develop. I bet your family would love that. I mean, it seems like a gift for yourself, but really, you know, if you're in a family, and most of us are in some sort of a family system of some sort, your family would benefit by you feeling more loved, more peaceful, more relaxed. And ultimately, that's what we all want. I mean, they say, you know, the Course in Miracles talks about, are we reacting from love or fear? And I noticed in your brochure, as you were referring, that in that same dialogue in terms of love or fear and moving into acceptance.
Yes, yes, this is so true.
Do they need to have a background in metaphysics or meditation or anything at all?
Not at all. We'll have beings who are just starting out, are just opening the doorway, and we have a whole expansive way of looking at consciousness that is brought down to very practical ways to integrate this work in your everyday life with experiential journeys and practical techniques.
Thank you so much. Again, you're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Have a beautiful, blessed day.